Good day, and welcome everyone to the ATA Creativity Global 2019 third quarter financial results call, conference call, hosted by Caroline Stone. My name is Chris, and I'm your event manager today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star and zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. You may also queue up for questions throughout the call. To do this, please press star and one on your telephone, unmute your device, record your name, and press the hash key. These will later be addressed during the Q&A session. I would also like to advise all parties that this conference call is being recorded. And now I'd like to pass the call over to Caroline. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chris, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA Creativity Global's, or ACG's, results for the third quarter ended September 30th, 2019 is available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. A replay of this broadcast will also be made available at ACG's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ACGs, including its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the third quarter and 9 months ended September 30th, 2019 are converted from RMB using exchange rate of 7.1477 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of September 30th, 2019. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP in RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide 3. In addition, we are more than happy to take investor questions through our webcast portal or via email to the company. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung, will provide a brief overview of operating and financial highlights for the third quarter of 2019, and then ACG's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and newly appointed President, Mr. Jun Zhang, will conclude the remarks with a discussion of Huan Chou Yimeng's latest developments, the company's outlook, as well as its long-term growth strategy before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACG's CFO, Ms. Amy Tung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome everyone. Good evening to those in America. We appreciate everyone's time. To those of you following along with the presentation, I will begin on slide 5, which lists operating highlights for the third quarter of 2019. On our previous call, we had noted that we had closed the acquisition of 87.46% equity interest in Beijing Huan Chou Yimeng Education Consulting Corp, or Huan Chou Yimeng, a leading provider of educational services for students in China interested in applying for overseas art studies. On October 17, 2019, our company had the pleasure of visiting the NASDAQ market site and ringing the opening bell. That day, the company announced the closing of the acquisition of the remaining 12.54% equity interest in Huan Chou Yimeng. As a result, Huan Chou Yimeng is now a wholly owned subsidiary of ACG. Details on this acquisition can be found in the Form 6K filed by ACG on August 6, 2019 and October 17, 2019. In September at our annual general meeting, shareholders approved the company's name change to ATA Creativity Global. The company's stock ticker symbol also changed to AACG. This is American Depository Shares commencing trading under the new symbol as of market open on October 17, 2019. We made these changes to signify the ushering in of a new era for the company, beginning with our first major acquisition of Huan Chou Yimeng. With the completion of this acquisition, we will begin sharing certain operating metrics with the investment community on a quarterly basis. For the third quarter, it is important to note that these results only include those from Huancho Yimeng from August 6th through September 30th, 2019, as August 6th is the date that ACG assumes control of the company. We have been working closely with Huancho Yimeng to integrate all of its existing personnel and processes into ACG's operations and have essentially completed this process. As you can see on slide 6, we are looking to expand partnerships with institutions while adding programmatic offerings and services by leveraging the economic strength of our business with investments in education resources. By doing so, we intend to accelerate Huancho Yimeng's enrollment growth strategy in 2020. Given this is the first quarterly call we have had since the closing, we wanted to outline the metrics we intend to provide investors going forward. We evaluated what we as managers budget for on a regular basis and outline what are particularly insightful statistics. First is credit hours, which we define as the standard unit measuring educational credit for Huancho Yimeng's portfolio training program. Each credit hour translates into roughly 1 hour of time commuted. The second figure is student enrollment, which takes into account the particular individuals that signs up for our programs. For example, if a student enrolls in both portfolio training and educational travel services, the student is counted twice in enrollment, as one student in portfolio training and one student in another program. Huancho Yimeng achieved 16.1% year-over-year growth in credit hours delivered during the partial third quarter, delivering a total of 34,988 credit hours. Student enrollment for the period was 638, out of which 550 were enrolled in the portfolio training program. Huancho Yimeng's main line of business that primarily consists of one-on-one training for students focused in arts and creative studies. You will see a breakdown of the credit hours delivered during the period compared to the prior year comparable period on slide 7. The portfolio training program consists of time-based programs and project-based programs. Students who elect the time-based program enroll in a certain number of consulting or training hours over the contract term, whereas students who elect the project-based program are not limited by the number of consulting or training hours. Instead, they will be guided through a certain number of projects needed to complete the portfolio, which will be predetermined and agreed upon the signing of a contract. Under project-based programs, the number of credit hours required to complete the project may vary depending on the background and requirements of the student. As we execute on Huancho Yimeng's growth initiatives, we expect to accelerate enrollment growth in the portfolio training and other business segments going forward. Moving to slide 8 and key financial highlights. As with the enrollment and credit hour information I just shared, the financials shared here include contributions from Huancho Yimeng for only a portion of the third quarter, from August 6th through September 30th, 2019. Total net revenues for the period increased to 42.4 million RMB compared to 1 million RMB in the third quarter of 2018 as a result of revenue contributions from the Huancho Yimeng business acquisition, which consisted primarily of revenues from its portfolio training segment. Gross margin was 39.1% during the 2019 third quarter, compared to negative gross margin of 46% in the prior year period when the company did not have substantive operations. Net loss from continuing operations attributable to ACG was 24.4 million RMB for the period, compared to 8.9 million RMB in the prior year period, primarily due to increased operating expenses. This includes higher SG&A expenses of 26.8 million RMB from the newly acquired Toronto Yemen operations and increased operating expenses consisting of 1.5 million RMB in professional and consulting fees related to the Toronto Yemen acquisition and high share-based compensation expense of 1.8 million RMB. Lastly, we continue to be in a solid financial position with $14.7 million in cash and cash equivalents. We provide a more detailed summary of our financial results for the third quarter and year-to-date compared with the respective prior year periods on slides 9 and 10. However, as I mentioned before, the prior year periods reflect financials when the company did not have substantial operations. We provide additional detail on our capital position and balance sheet on slide 11. The information shown here does take into account the closing of the Guangzhou Yiman acquisition. Working capital deficit was $19.7 million and total shareholders' equity was $43.4 million at September 30, 2019, compared to working capital of $28.2 million and shareholders' equity of $40.2 million respectively as of December 31, 2018. We believe we are well positioned to execute on several growth initiatives using internal capital, and I would now like to turn it over to Kevin, who will expand upon our outlook and growth strategy. Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. We are very pleased to have completed the acquisition of Guangzhou Yimeng and are working toward the seamless integration of its personnel and operations into ATA Creative Global. As Amy noted earlier, our company is embarking on a new beginning, having changed our name and ticker symbol to reflect the direction in which ACG is now headed. We are fully focused on the growing international education market, where China is the largest source of students studying internationally. I'd now like to hand the floor over to Jun Zhang, ACG's president, to provide an update on our strategic growth initiatives for Guangzhou Yimeng. Jun will make his remarks in Mandarin, which will be followed by English translation.
Thank you, Kevin. 对于13月幻灯片展示的全球发展方针，各位可能还有印象，在上一次业绩电话会中介绍过，我们正在努力推进中国各校区的招生，并持续增强教学水平，探索创新的教学方法，以更好通过面授和远程授课服务于我们的学生。此外，我们在寻求更充分的利用现在中国校区的同时，也将有选择在中国和海外开设新的校区。正如安妮介绍，环球艺盟目前的主要业务是作品集培训服务，我们将通过地域扩展及提高现有校区使用率，持续发展此业务。同时，我们也将丰富其他产品及业务线，例如和院校合作的艺术课程培训、艺术主题的游学和留学咨询服务等。我们对未来的机遇感到兴奋，并相信在 ACG 完全有能力成为中国最大的优质艺术创意教育及留学服务提供商之一。我们期待在2019年结束以后，再向投资界通报最新的业务进展。谢谢。
Thank you, Kevin. Slide 13 may look familiar to some of you as we first introduced these initiatives on our last earnings call. We are working to accelerate enrollment at our existing centers in China, implementing technologies and exploring ways in which we can better support our students both in person and remotely. We are also looking to maximize utilization of our existing centers in China while looking at opportunities to selectively open new centers in China and overseas in the future. As Amy mentioned, Guangzhou Yimeng's main line of business at the moment is portfolio training. While we aim to expand this program through geographic growth and maximizing capacity at existing centers, we look to enhance our products and business lines by establishing art classes at partnership schools and offering art-themed educational travel and overseas study counseling overseas. We are excited about the opportunities ahead and believe ACG is well positioned to become the largest provider of quality art and creativity education and study abroad experiences in China. We look forward to updating the investment community on our progress as we approach the end of 2019. Kevin?
Thanks, June and Kari. In closing, the acquisition of Huanqiu Yimeng marks the first major step forward in our long-term growth strategy of becoming a leading international education service provider with a special focus on the rapidly expanding art and creativity education market. With nearly 3,000 offers from overseas institutions extended to Huanqiu Yimeng students, we believe they have earned their reputation for excellence in arts and creativity education. Slide 14 outlines our overarching growth strategy. We look forward to lending our experience to begin serving more students all over China who are passionate about pursuing a future in arts and other creative fields, as well as those students who would simply like to learn about and experience other parts of the world. And as we continue working closely with Huanqiu Yimeng, we are also exploring other M&A opportunities within the education space that may be a good fit with our business portfolio. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Everyone, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw the question, simply key star then 2. All questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind everyone, if you wish to ask a question, please unmute your phone, key star then a 1, record your name, then press the hash key. Thank you. Have no questions in the queue. Back to you, management.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the ACTI Group. We look forward to speaking with you all during our next quarterly core, and as always, welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.